Ryan Burrow, WGN Radio News. You hear him report on ABC across the country as well, covering the Jussie Smollett story, which will never go away. Are you reporting on this for the network today,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Smollett by day, Pinewood Derby by night. That's kind of how I've been operating this last week.
He pleads not guilty to 16 counts in Cook County today. I'm shocked. I guess I'm the only one that is. I talked to Megan Kripo off the air, or my producer, Elif, did, and Kripo says, yeah, no big story here. It is, to me, I'm surprised that he's pleading not guilty. I thought he was dead to rights.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, the way his attorneys responded last Friday when the indictment came down, they said that the charges were redundant, vindictive. They say it's a desperate attempt to make headlines by the Chicago Police Department, pointing to the fact that they say the Chicago Police Department was actively leaking a lot of this information. They're going at him. They're going at prosecutors, and they're going to fight this thing.
Okay, so there's two angles then, because the people wearing Justice for Jussie shirts in the courtroom today.
There were probably four or five of them.
I'm surprised one of those shirts exists, but okay, maybe there's, you know, Lord knows he's innocent until proven guilty, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that there's much sympathy for him. And so the two schools of thought to me are they being too severe with him because they're embarrassed? These charges are too numerous. It's ridiculous. Or what is he thinking? He should plead guilty and try and minimize the penalty that he's going to get.
We're still early in the process, too. I mean, he can turn around if he wants, if things are going a certain way. Look, the defense team says they still haven't even seen all the evidence yet. That's one of the reasons they wanted the cameras in the courtroom. They believe that the evidence will show that there's a lack of evidence. So at least that's where they stand right now.
Well, this is like proving that something didn't happen. You can't prove a negative, but the point is that it didn't happen. Of course there's no evidence because he was not mugged. Of course there's no compelling evidence because he wrote the letter. All of the things that he's saying happened to him, he did. Now, maybe the prosecution won't be able to prove that. We don't see him sanding up his face to show that he was mugged, but there's no evidence to show that he was either. So,
but remember, a lot of the evidence that we're aware of right now is the result of video camera evidence that police were able to get. And remember, we haven't seen that yet. That's just based on what they've said. Uber and ride-sharing documents that they were able to get from the scene that were able to put these two men there. And the testimony of these two men, these two brothers.
Are they going to testify for the state on this?
We don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Gloria Schmidt, the attorney for those two men, was in court today. She didn't talk to us at all. She says that they're trying to put their lives back together. We don't know if they're going to face charges.
Well, maybe they'll flip.
Well, I was thinking about this because we keep saying, you know, why aren't these two men? I mean, they may have helped police out, but it's not like at least police have told us and Gloria Schmidt has told us they haven't reached a plea agreement. They haven't, you know, bartered in any way to get freedom as a result of the things they've said. Now, that being said, Jussie Smollett faces charges for lying to officers. And if they step back and say, well, you know, these two men ultimately did not lie to the officers, but told them the truth, maybe that's the defense for them, I guess.
Okay, I have a question for you about cameras in the courtroom as well. Mm-hmm. And a revelation just came to me, Ryan, about how difficult it might be for the state to make their case. Let's continue this conversation in a minute. Ryan Burrows here from WGN Radio News. He was at the Cook County Courthouse today where there was still more. What was going on there today? What do you call that?
It's an arraignment. His arraignment on the 16-count indictment that came down Friday.
You said 8 times 2.
Yeah, two cases. One for lying to police in that first encounter they had with him immediately after, pretty close to after the alleged incident took place, and then later in the day met with officials again, and they say he lied again.
His attorney wants cameras in the courtroom?
Yeah. Yeah, LA attorneys, go figure. This is Garagos' people. He was not there. It is a female attorney, but she's been allowed to represent him, even though isn't licensed with the Illinois bar. They're allowing her to represent him.
She wants the cameras there because she wants to see justice and the lack of evidence. I like the idea generally of cameras in the courtroom, even though it might skew the process if they're playing too much to it. But I'm really intrigued because people have judged his performance on ABC as having been a fraud. I'm painting with a broad brush here, but if you'll allow, that's what people saw. Here is the soundbite from him with Robin Roberts on ABC.
Service, when you lie about things like this, If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
I don't know. Let's just hope that they are. Let's not go there yet. I was talking to a friend, and I said, I just want them to find them. And she said, sweetie, they're not going to find them.
Or maybe they did. So if he wants to turn that on for the cameras, I don't know how much sympathy he's going to get the second time around.
It was a tough watch because you don't realize, am I watching Jussie Smollett the person or Jussie Smollett the actor on Empire? You know, it's one of those things. We all kind of watched it and we said, what is it that we're watching? Is this a scene or is this real life?
But I like, okay, so the problem with that, this goes back to the OJ case is, right, that if they're performing for the cameras and not the jury, or if the judge somehow loves the camera, then maybe in that auger of justice we're trying to preserve, it gets messed up. And that's not a good thing. But I'd like to see. I think transparency in the courtroom in general. I think we should have cameras in the Supreme Court hearings.
I think you guys are making an assumption, or John, you're making an assumption that he will testify.
I certainly am.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
I still think I want cameras in the courtroom, but it'll be less interesting now.
And by the way, today's cameras were not live. They were recorded, and then it was a pool feed, so only one camera. They're going to go on kind of a case-to-case basis. That was for today. They're going to decide what the next hearing is going to be. It hasn't been decided yet by the judge that, okay, we're going to just throw it open and allow cameras the whole time.
Well, do you wise guys have a read on that? Do you think he will testify?
Oh, we're going to fight. Oh, for the cameras, we're going to fight for it. I don't know about him testifying. His attorneys were supposed to come out and talk today afterwards, and they never did. And unfortunately, they're in LA and New York and not exactly talking to us.
John, why are you assuming that he's guilty, says 630. 269 says, Jussie is using the Trump defense. Claim innocence no matter the proof. About the first one, John, how do you know he's guilty? I guess I don't know that he's guilty, but clearly I think that he pulled a con here. And 269, he's using the Trump defense. Claim innocence no matter the proof. But this is the point you made to me off the air, Ryan, and that is, I said it's hard to prove a negative. That is, how can you prove that he wasn't mugged? This gets tricky here, doesn't it? But the case for the prosecution would be to prove not that it did or didn't happen, but that he concocted this. How do you prove
that he lied?
How do you prove that it didn't happen? How do you prove that he promoted this story? Now, maybe those two brothers will be sufficient evidence if they testify against him. I don't know why they would if they weren't telling the truth. There seems to be something up between the three of them. But it does make it a little more difficult if you imagine it from the prosecution side. You have to prove, like, what do you know? You don't have video of him scratching up his face.
Yeah.
You don't have video of him conniving with these guys behind closed doors. Okay, here's the plan. So how do they make the case that he lied?
So you're leaning heavily then on the witness testimony of these two brothers, right? I mean, it's they said versus they said. Versus he said, I suppose.
What's the next stop on this story then, Ryan?
April 17th, next hearing, and we'll see what goes on from there. And now we turn our attention back to R. Kelly. It's just been back and forth. It's been like a tennis match the last few weeks, I got to tell you.
Ryan walks in the room and we go, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. I hung my microphone up on the microphone rack next to Entertainment Tonight. Extra was right next to me, and that's how it's been the last 3 weeks. It's been pretty incredible.
Thanks for coming into the studio. Yep. Ryan Burrow, WGN Radio.